Even though I have a really good story. Or I'm the drama queen. And it's just not fair.
It's not fair.
It's just not fair.
And nobody understands.
And they're not behaving well. And if they would just get it,
everything would be better.
It's a really good story. And I wonder if it's possible that I might like to try. Peace. Divine nonchalance. Happiness. Contentness. I wonder if I'd like to try. A bigger. Broader. Experience. Of me. I have no idea. What's going to happen next? None. I don't know if I'm going to be hungry. Or sleeping. Stuck in traffic. Or amazed. How quickly I get home. I don't know anything. I don't know what tomorrow's going to be. Flooding. Technology crazies. Stalkers. Family demands. Something could get lost.
Something could get
found.
I have no idea.
None.
I could gain weight.
I could lose weight.
I could impress myself.
I could disappoint myself.
I have no idea.
None. So wouldn't it be nice if all my tapping
allowed me
to have an inner peace,
knowing
that I don't know what's next,
but I do know how I'll show up.
Asking good questions.
Making good decisions
with all that's available to me.
I'll show up.
With very little control.
But just enough control.
To tap if necessary.
And ask good questions.
So that when I answer to myself,
who is the only person I answer to,
I'll feel good
about how I showed up.
In circumstances
beyond my control.
I want to show up.
In a way
that I trust me.
That I'm proud of me.
That I'm comfortable with me.
I've been working
a whole lifetime
to fix everybody else.
It's exhausting.
To fix my brain chemistry.
My emotional body.
Other people's behavior.
The government.
My family.
And it's exhausting.
Wouldn't it be nice
to take a month off
and just focus on me?
Just focus on me.
How do I show up
when I have so little control
over technology,
traffic,
other people,
and their chemistry,
and their expectations?
How do I show up
in this physical body
with all its bizarre quirks,
limitations?
All its sticky points.
How do I show up?
I want to bring
all my focus and attention
to me.
To what I can
create
in my very small,
my very tiny
circle.
Of influence
and control.
It's not much.
But it is mine.
It's not much.
But it really is mine.
And I really am alone.
At birth.
At death.
In sleep.
And when I think
of who I am in the world,
I'm alone
with me.
Okay, big breath.